Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, you're listening to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast.
Welcome back to the Technology Equals Equality Podcast. I'm your host, Lori Brooks, and this is episode 33. I am super pleased to welcome to the show today my mentor and personal friend, Brandon Eichenberg of AXA Advisors. Brandon joined AXA Advisors in 2007 after graduating from Babson College with a concentration in finance and entrepreneurship. He's built a successful business practice through helping individuals, families, and small businesses reach their retirement, insurance, and investment goals. Brandon has achieved AXA's National Leader Corps level of production, as well as the financial services industry's highly regarded Million Dollar Roundtable level of production. He's recently become a vice president at AXA and is looking to bring new advisors onto his team. He currently lives in Natick, Mass. With his wife, Emma, and their dog, Otis. Brandon, welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Certainly. So the audience would love to know a story of how it is that you once saw the future before you decided to become an advisor with AXA.
Well, I guess I would say it started before I even graduated college, because I had the opportunity to take an internship in financial services, and I got to see really the incredible opportunity that there was and everything that the job entails. And I thought to myself, wow, I could really see myself doing this. And so then it was just a matter of doing what was necessary to get there. And I'm very organized in my thinking as far as what I need to do to get me to a certain point. So it was just then putting the steps in place to make it a reality, to actually get started in the career and really take it from there and do the best that I could, right, and work hard to get to where I am today.
That's extremely interesting. You know, I think you are the first guest that I've had that saw yourself in the role prior to your actually taking it on. A lot of other entrepreneurs actually start off in some other field or some other career, and they merge something together or something occurs in life that propels them into their journey. So that's really interesting that you had the opportunity to have that internship. Were you initially studying finance in, you know, high school, or was the internship something that was just available and you just chose to kind of take it as an extracurricular activity?
Yeah, so I did not study finance in high school. I just knew that I could do math, so that was helpful in high school, and I knew I wanted business, so I went to business school for college, and I played basketball in college, and how I got connected with the internship was through my coach, my basketball coach. And so he happened to have a very good connection that he said, Brandon, I think you'd be perfect for this field and what this person is looking for. And so, you know, when I got the opportunity to jump on that, I couldn't pass it up really, because there was a big focus at school of making sure that you had an internship between your junior and senior year of college that could potentially propel you into a career, a full-time position. So I had to get it. I had to do some sort of internship. And when this opportunity came up, I decided to take it. And, you know, you said it's kind of unique to see yourself as this position before you become an entrepreneur. Really, that's from, I would say, my just growing up and always being in sports and always hearing that you're not going to win unless you can believe you're going to win. And so I had to believe that I could do this before I actually was going to do it. So I had to see myself as successful before I could really just jump into it. So that's why I'm here.
Certainly. What do you feel was the most difficult part of becoming an entrepreneur and becoming an advisor? And how do you feel like you overcame that, if you feel like you overcame it?
Yeah, so I would say the most difficult part of really just being an advisor is finding people to talk to and to gain the trust of a prospective client and make them feel comfortable in feeling like the strategy that you're recommending is the correct strategy for them. So I would say how I've overcome that is to really focus on building the relationships with my clients and making them feel comfortable in my knowledge and my expertise in the areas that we're discussing, so that when I can go forward and make a recommendation, that they do feel comfortable in moving forward with those recommendations. Because certainly when you're dealing with money, you want to make sure that you're trusting whoever is giving you the advice. And so I wouldn't say I've fully overcome it, because I'm meeting new people all the time, but so you constantly, it's an overcome it with every single client, but that's how I get through that challenge, is by building the relationships.
Awesome. No, that makes perfect sense, because of course it is people's future. It's their retirement. It's their money. So, you know, when they choose to invest with someone, they have to know, like, and trust that person. So that is, you know, really important that you take the time to build the relationship with your clients. I think that's awesome. Can you tell me what some of the steps, what some of the first steps would be for someone who's looking in an advisory role? What would they do to begin in this sort of a career if they don't have the opportunity to have an awesome basketball coach who provides that internship experience? You know, what would you suggest as some of the first steps someone should be taking?
Certainly. So I would say, first of all, you have to probably educate yourself a little bit about the position, and knowing that that this is something that you'd be really interested in, and knowing that you're not necessarily sitting just behind a desk every day, and that it's pretty open architecture in the sense that you are running your own business. So you have to be comfortable with that, first of all. But then if you do decide that that's something that, yes, you're really interested in, the barrier to entry in our industry is just that you have to become licensed. And so there's several different exams that people have to take to become licensed professionals in our industry. And once those are out of the way, typically you're not taking the exam until you can get sponsored with a company. So you have to interview somewhere, and that company has to give you the chance to come on board. And at that time, generally, that's when you're going to start taking the various exams, like the Series 7. And, you know, the Series 66 or 63, those two are generally coupled together with the Series 7. So,
Certainly. And are there any other steps that someone should take in terms of educating themselves on the actual position or the role itself?
Networking and talking to their own advisor, if they have an advisor, about how that person got into the industry, or talking to anyone who's in the industry that might be able to give them some perspective, because not everyone has to have a financial background in our industry. We have successful advisors throughout the industry who completely change careers and just realize that, wow, this is a powerful industry where I can affect a lot of people's lives in a positive manner. And, you know, you get a lot of value out of that. So, and you're basically working for yourself. So a combination of those two things is really appealing. Then, you know, this could be a career for you.
What do you feel was the key to your success?
Well, I would say, first of all, is definitely my attitude and keeping it positive, because there, as any business owner would know, you're going to have your good days and your bad days. And so trying to kind of keep the vision of where I wanted to be in my career was very important, and always staying positive to that vision and knowing that it's going to take a lot of hard work to get to that point. And so part of that is being setting goals and trying to adhere to those goals. Another huge part of that is being organized, and that still falls back to having your goals and being organized in the sense that you have to measure those goals along the way, your progress throughout the way, but then also on the just operation side of things, that in our industry, or really any industry, you have the back office stuff that needs to get done to make your business run. And so if you're not organized there, then you're kind of in trouble. And I've been the benefactor of, I think I'm pretty organized, but then also having a strong assistant that is incredibly organized has helped me really stay focused on what I do best, and that's seeing my clients. So I know that that whole part of my organization is taken care of. So those definitely, I would say, are the biggest keys to my success.
Awesome. Keeping a positive mindset for any business is definitely, I feel, one of the major keys to success, is knowing where it is you'd like to get to. And even if that's not where the road takes you, you know, keeping that positive mindset and knowing that the work that you're putting in is getting you to an end goal is extremely important. And then it sounds like you've also put the processes and procedures into place to build out a team for yourself to facilitate the growth, is another big piece of success, is having the organization in your business so that you know what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. So,
yes, definitely. And I would tell people for sure that I didn't necessarily know what systems to do right away. And it's kind of, I did it by trial and error. And then eventually you kind of figure it out, because what you might put something in place and it just doesn't work. And so that's one you check off the list as something you're not going to keep.
Certainly. Do you have a tip, a trick, or, you know, a favorite book or an application that you use on a regular basis that you could share with the audience?
Well, as far as a book, I would say a great book that helps people really in any relationship business is a book, but it's like one of the most famous, so maybe a lot of people would have already read it, but it's by Dale Carnegie. It's How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it's totally about just relationships and how to foster strong relationships and just break down the barriers. And as I alluded to earlier, that's such a huge part of our business. That book, just, it's all simple stuff that you think about, that the book forces you to think about, but then when you actually put it in place, it really works. So that was very helpful. And then as far as maybe an application, something that really has helped, which is just so crazy, as I'm, one of my processes is trying to go digital and take a lot of my business from a paper world to an online or digital world, is just a little app called Genius Scan. And this is something, again, my assistant passed along to me, and I thought was very genius, for lack of a better word. And it's just something, you take a picture of something, and it automatically creates a JPEG or a PDF, and you can email it right to yourself, and that eliminates the paper, because then I can file it electronically, in the systems that we have. So it's just really an efficient thing. So it helps eliminate a lot of the clutter that maybe would otherwise be clogging my desk. So it's definitely a good one. I recommend it.
Awesome. I have actually read How to Win Friends and Influence People. I love that book by Dale Carnegie, so I will link to that. And Genius Scan is one of my favorite apps. It really does simplify life and simplify the paper clutter. So we will go ahead and link to both of those. Thank you.
Yeah.
Beyond the hard skills required to successfully become an advisor, what soft skills would serve, AXA or the company as a whole as an advisor? What do you feel would be some of the soft skills that would serve them best?
Well, you really have to be a people person and wanting to really engage with lots of new people all the time. Because if you're not liking people, then it's tough to want, be in a business that's all about building relationships. So I would say that's number one for sure. And, you know, number, maybe not number two, but another one would definitely be just, you got to have the work ethic. Just as any entrepreneur would tell you, I'm sure that it's not easy because you're starting from the ground up. And so you have to be willing to put in the time and have that vision. And really, I guess that parlays into what I would say is the next kind of soft piece is you got to be kind of a dreamer to think about, well, where could this business take me? And you want to have this vision in place so you can start putting the other pieces in place to help you get to that vision. And so some people are really great at thinking into the future and kind of having that more introspective approach of, hey, evaluating yourself and how you're going to get to that place. Whereas, and those people tend to be the most successful people in our industry. Whereas others don't really think about the future, and it's more about the day to day and, you know, not trying not to get caught up in the day to day, but it's hard to really get to the future if you're just bogged down by the little stuff. So I would say having that big picture mindset is incredibly helpful in our industry.
Definitely. The vision is really, really important, I think, on any entrepreneurial journey. So definitely. Is there anything else that we haven't covered that you feel is, you know, an important piece to share?
Well, I would just actually say that I'm at a point where I'm looking to add to my team. And if any of your listeners are out there and thinking to themselves, wow, this does kind of jive with my mindset and what Brandon's talking about seems to be interesting to me. Well, then, you know, I'm not looking to hire a million people, but for the right person, it's an incredible, incredible opportunity. So I would definitely tell any listener who's interested, do not hesitate, please, to reach out, because it's a really exciting place to be at AXA. That's always exciting to be part of something that's growing and is very successful. So,
excellent. Well, the show is really designed to help entrepreneurs come up with ideas for a company in an industry that they may not have really been thinking of. So, Brandon, we would love to help you. If you had a magic wand and could change anything at all in your business, what would it be and why?
So I would say, well, if it's a magic wand, then I would say the biggest thing that would be the best thing for me to change is really to overall help everybody in the general world out there to be more educated on their personal finance stuff, because it would really help to make our industry a lot easier, right? And that's the whole point of this magic wand, is it could change my business and really affected the day-to-day operations. And so if people generally could help understand that they need to be saving more for retirement, or that they need to be properly insured, then obviously that would be amazing. But that also would mean that I wouldn't have to work as hard. So I love what I do. So I love, you know, helping educate my clients. So it's kind of a catch 22, I guess, with that magic wand.
Well, we'll wave it over half of the population. So you still have the opportunity to work with the other half, but, you know, everybody will jump on board and understand how important it is to have good financial health, you know, as well as physical health. So
that sounds good. If you just tell me which half that you're going to wave it over, and then I'll go see the other half, that'd be fantastic.
I'll tweet that out to you in a moment. So.
Perfect, perfect.
Brandon, please share the best way for our listeners to find you.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can connect to me through either my Facebook page, which is just facebook.com/Brandon J. Eigenberg, or you can connect to me on LinkedIn, which is just LinkedIn.com Brandon Eigenberg. And I'd love to talk to anybody who's interested in networking about any business, really, because all of us entrepreneurs can get out there and help each other.
Certainly. Brandon, well, thank you, thank you. We do appreciate you sharing for the show today.
You enjoy your day.
You do the same.
And we'll do.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Brandon, thank you once again for joining us this week. We truly appreciate you sharing. Techie community, if you have ever been interested in the financial services world and you understand how important it is to have good financial health, don't hesitate to reach out to Brandon. You can find him on either Facebook or LinkedIn. Just go to the platform and search for Brandon J. Eigenberg. Or you can always reach him through our show notes page at technologyequality.com/Brandon Eigenberg. Thank you once again for joining me, everyone. And until our next episode, when we continue to hear the journey, find the pain, and create solutions, enjoy the week.